Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, here we are doing a tiny little episode. I think, do we need some kind of pun to, is there some way we can tie in, like my dad wrote a porno, the big podcast, they do their footnotes. Do we need a pun to call these little mini episodes something, or do we just call them mini episodes?
I don't know. What do we call it? I don't know. We are punny enough, probably, but
yeah, we should have thought about this before we hit record.
We probably should have, really. I mean, I don't know what we would call ourselves, Freddie Alexia, because yeah. Would we do a punny?
The dregs? What about dregs?
It could be the dregs because yeah. It could be a literal Fruity Lexia reference, yeah. Or it could be a Bardo Popstars reference. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, if anyone's actually listening, you can send us a little DM and tell us what we should be calling our sort of smaller episodes. For now, let's call it a mini episode.
Yeah, a little to wet your whistle.
Yeah.
A whistle something wetter.
Something to keep your whistle wet between the episodes.
We hope your whistle is suitably wet.
Yes. Now, I thought after listening back to last week's episode, I got very excited about some of like the theme songs from TV shows I loved as a smaller person. So I wanted to throw that at you and see if you had any, other than the Popstars theme, of course, which is delightful. And I think, and we can cut this out if I'm wrong, but I think it's Pop Music by M that's been remixed. Anyway.
Think that it is. Not entirely sure. Can't quite get our heads around that.
Yeah, it does sound like it. I mean, if you do a side-by-side comparison, they're very similar, but it also could be one of those things where they've just changed enough so they don't have to pay anyone for it. Anyway, we'll find out when the lawyers call. But other than potentially Pop Music by M, which is the Popstars theme, did you have any other theme songs from TV shows where you just heard it come on the TV and ran to sit down and cross your legs and sit 2 centimetres away from the screen.
Yeah, a few actually. I was thinking about this, like what else would incite that kind of excitement in me today, 20 years later? And I was thinking, what did I watch 20 years ago? And I was obsessed with Neighbours and Home and Away.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sure I haven't listened to those theme songs now, today, for a long time actually, but I'm sure they've changed. They've probably had many, many iterations since 20 years ago. But if I heard the Home and Away theme song from, you know, the Isla Fisher, Melissa George, even earlier, like the Danny Minogue time, you know, right back when Kate Ritchie was a kid, if I heard that version of the Home and Away theme song that was really like a love power ballad, I would be like, I would probably crash tackle anybody to get near a TV to watch those old episodes, those really old episodes of Home and Away. And probably the same for Neighbours as well. If I could, you know, anything sort of, I don't know, that the era of Rayleigh Hill and Kimberly Davies and
oh God, this goes really beyond my knowledge of Neighbours.
Oh no, look, I have maintained, you know, as a as a Neighbours icon myself,
Elbow number three in the corner of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Milkshake drinker number two, bike rider number three.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, the formative years of my career doing Neighbours, but those people, you know, from that time, I would say the Neighbours theme song back then, oh my gosh, was such a great theme song.
It's funny though, I don't know, because like the Home and Away one's quite romantic and a little bit dramatic, but the Neighbours one's just so like upbeat and happy. So if there's a dramatic whatever, you know, someone's been hit by a car while they were being rushed to get their kidney replaced or something.
Sure.
And there's a big dramatic scene at the beginning and then this happy, clappy sort of chonk, chonk piano music comes on. And I don't know. It was just too different
I think that's the charm of the Neighbours theme song. Early on, Neighbours was, you know, it really was that. If you think back, it was so, so innocent. I mean, even Home and Away was, but Neighbours was always, I always feel anyway, and I could be wrong, and people listening don't at me, but I always feel like Neighbours was kind of like the little sister to Home and Away,
right,
in a way. Like Home and Away just felt a little more grown up. It was on a little bit later in the evening. Certainly growing up in Hobart, you know, they played one after the other, Neighbours and Home and Away, because they shared, you know, a network. They were on the same channel.
Well, we only had three channels, I think.
That's right.
When I was growing up. Is that right?
I didn't, you know, when I moved to Melbourne when I was 16, I had no idea that there was such a thing as Channel 10.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was completely new to me. I had no idea that Channel 10 was a real thing.
Yeah, because what, Southern Cross was like an amalgamation of 7 and 10?
Yeah, we had Southern Cross, which at the time, I think it may be different now, but at the time, Southern Cross then was Hobart's version of 7 and 10. And it played all those shows together in its own kind of, you know, lineup. And until I moved to Melbourne, Channel 10 was a complete new concept to me. It was amazing.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, I mean, I was barely allowed to watch any commercial TV, so I think...
What did you watch? What were some of the theme songs you liked?
I mean, the big one is, of course, Round the Twist. I think I don't know any child who grew up at the same time as us in Australia and potentially afterwards. I actually don't know how long that show went on for, but...
It went on until I was in high school, because I went to a school, in my high school, one of the kids that was doing it was going to the same school.
Right.
You
can map it by who was playing Linda, I think, that show.
I think that show went on far too long than it was really needed to, and I think it probably, I don't really know what it became, but it probably jumped the shark weirdly, yeah, for that show. It jumped the shark, I think.
Yeah. That was probably the name of one of the episodes.
Probably
it
was.
It was one of those confusing things, you know, when the cast changed but no one mentions it, and so you're, yeah, watching like a new Bronson, like, that's not Bronson, that's some other kid.
Exactly.
But you're just expected to pretend.
Exactly, yeah. And you're trying to think about your favourite episodes and you try and reflect back on, you know, oh, I love that episode where the fox had lemons in its eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
And or something ridiculous like that. And, you know, in your mind you're thinking of this Bronson and somebody else thinking of that Bronson. What was the older brother's name, Pete?
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah. You know, you're thinking of two different sets of people. I don't know. That's a great one. I fully support that one.
The other one, it's a bit more obscure, but it was Grim Tales, and it was specifically, I mean, it was just such a great show because it was this comedian Rick Mail, who was just a funny guy anyway.
Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, exactly. Drop Dead Fred, Young Ones. Mm-hmm. And he would be, I think it was only like 10 or 15 minutes long, and he'd just retell a fairy tale from the Brothers Grimm. Sitting in this big chair, and then they'd move to all these like animated sequences and just the way he'd be telling it. And it was just such like, I don't remember ever seeing another show like it because it was all like stop motion animation. And yeah, it was really exciting and funny and weird.
To listen to,
I bet it's
to
on
watch.
YouTube somewhere.
Probably, yeah. That, I feel like that was like one of those quick shows that maybe played on a Saturday morning with like that Trapdoor show and some of those,
yeah,
you know.
Or like it was on the afternoon show and there was, yes, Monkey Magic for half an hour, 40
exactly,
minutes. And then,
yes,
Trapdoor and then, yeah, the Grim Tales after that.
It was one of those. Yeah. It's so funny. It's funny, isn't it, those kids' TV shows, how they stay with you, some of those theme songs, you know, like, you know, Round the Twist or things like, well, even Grim Tales, things like Ship to Shore. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yes.
With Hermes and Darkus.
Good theme song as well.
What,
yeah,
a great theme song. What a great, yeah, theme song.
And is that a show where if we look back at the cast, we'd suddenly go, oh, it's that person and that person and that person?
I think so. I think a lot, yeah, of the people on it, I don't know if they went to be like on Heartbreak High or on Home and Away or Neighbours, or they probably all ended up doing Underbelly 15 years later.
Yeah, yeah.
But I reckon they've all gone on to do something and we just completely are oblivious to it.
I mean, I've picked a couple that were sort of from my early childhood, but something like the show I was really into as a teenager, as many, you know, 14-year-old boys were, was Keeping Up Appearances. I don't, yep, know why. I just used to absolutely love that show. And for those who don't know it, it's the story of this old, well, she's not that old, but, you know, when I was 14, it seemed like she was ancient. Probably a couple in their 50s or early 60s, in this sort of small average town in the UK. And she thinks she's really posh and like she just spends the whole time trying to keep up appearances. So she's, you know, trying to pretend that she's affluent and everything's going well. And she's got like slobby family members and the neighbors are terrified of her. And I don't know, it's just like, it's not aimed at, you know, 14-year-old Australian boys, but I don't know. Something about the just someone not fitting in their environment, I think I really, yeah. Hyacinth Bouquet was, you know, me, but in a different embodiment, I think, at the time.
Look, I totally agree with you. Totally. It was a great show. I loved it as well. I mean, again, probably not teenage boy oriented, I wouldn't have thought, but that's okay. We both had very refined palates. Yeah. As for teenage boys.
Exactly. We had the palettes of...
the palettes of 50-year-old women.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which is fine, you know.
It's pretty much... I wish that wasn't true, but it pretty much is true. Yeah. But it's so funny. I love that you are telling people like the plot synopsis of Keeping Up Appearances because you actually have to. There are people that haven't even seen it and it blows my mind. I showed somebody recently the actual show. They'd never heard of it and they were completely mystified by this whole thing. How,
really?
You can have missed Keeping Up Appearances, I think it's an absolute crime. Do yourself a favour, go out and watch Keeping Up Appearances. It's probably on BritBox or Stan,
yeah,
or something.
It's one of those ones where I tried to watch a bit of it on YouTube and it's recently all been like collected again and they've put it up on,
sure,
something like BritBox, I reckon. So,
yeah, it's
no more,
so good.
No more watching it for free. Not that I've been doing that.
No, you can't bootleg it.
Yeah.
You know one show that has a great theme song that I used to love.
Apart from Gumby, yeah. Go on.
Apart from Gumby. You know, I always had a soft spot for Pokey in Gumby. But anyway, that's probably another topic.
I mean, this is a sub one, but Banana Man as well, I really like the theme song for. Like, that would get me excited. And Super Ted as well.
Banana Man and Spotty. Yeah. I loved Super Ted. Anyway, look, we digress here.
We digress, but
look,
yeah. There's a strict agenda here.
circle back. But yeah, I, as a kid, staying home from school, I loved being able to watch reruns of A Country Practice, which was just so amazing. That theme song is so beautiful, and it makes me cry, that theme song, probably even now. Yeah, it's because it's so emotional. Like, it's such a depressing theme song,
it
really.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's such a downer. But really, how can you be down when you're about to watch Esme Watson and Bob Hatfield and, you know, Cookie and, you know, anything with Georgie Parker in it, you know, anything at all.
Was Georgie Parker in that? Jeez.
I've said that now. I have no idea. I think Georgie Parker was in it as a kid. Is it like a teenager or a young person? I'm going to Google it right now.
I barely remember any of Country Practice, and I think it was because it was one where when the theme song came on, I would switch it off, which I know is probably sacrilege.
Really?
But the one thing I still do remember about it is there was an actor in it called Wendy Strelo. Does she ring a bell?
Wendy Strelo. She doesn't ring a bell, but no disrespect, Wendy. Oh, yes, there she is, Wendy Strelo. She played Judy Loveday. She's an Australian actress.
Yeah. Not only is she an Australian actress, but she taught me yoga at university.
Did she really?
Yeah. So we had to do sort of mandatory yoga classes at uni. That's a whole other story. And, you know, I turned up and got into the room, and there was standing Judy Loveday. There was Judy Loveday. Plain as day.
Oh my gosh.
Telling us how to do a downward dog. Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love your Judy Loveday / Wendy Strelo anecdote, I just want to confirm that Georgie Parker was in fact in A Country Practice. I was correct. She played Sister Lucy something or other. And can I just tell you another amazing anecdote very quickly before we move on? Here, if you type into Google A Country Practice and you click on cast, you know, you get the icons like Lorraine Desmond and Shane Porteous and Penny Cook and all the pig people that were famous at the time on that show. And then you scroll right down to the bottom of all the different cast members, and there is Nicole Kidman.
What?
Who apparently, she would have done one episode.
The Nicole
Kidman. The Nicole Kidman, the one, the only Australian icon, legend, film star, extravaganza, love of my life, future best friend of mine, Nicole Kidman. And you will die with this. You know what her character's name was?
Was she third coffee drinker from the left, following in your footsteps?
No. Probably was. She was probably an extra. But her character here says she was Simone, and her surname was Jenkins.
Oh, my God. It's meant to be.
I mean, it's meant to be. Is there anything like the stars have aligned right here, right now, live on this podcast? Here you are. It's, you know, the Jimmy Fallon, Nicole Kidman thing where they were meant to go on a date. Nah, that's nothing. Here I am talking about A Country Practice. Find out live on air that Nicole Kidman played a character with my surname. There meant to be.
Well, I guess we should get off this recording then, and you should go give her a call.
I am literally figuring that out right now.
I guess that's it. So we've got an Instagram. So
literally,
make sure.
Literally Googling how to contact Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. I know roughly where she lives.
Great. Let's go.
So, yes, we've got an Instagram. So, you know, feel free to send us a direct message. If you want to tell us how much you love the show, definitely don't send us anything nasty.
Slip into our DMs and feel free to send something nasty. It's fine. Anything you can do, we can do so much better. So give it your worst.
That's true. There is there's a link in the description to our Acast support page. And I guess we'd better run away so you and Nicole can get nattering away. Bye, everybody.
See you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.